Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, directly from the Croisette in Cannes. We are talking to the film director from Korea this time, Kim Seong-ho, whose film A Hard Day has been presented at the director's fourth night. So, first of all, I want to ask to the director how it came, the idea to conceive a very traditional, in a way, police crime movie in the tradition of very good Korean crime movie, which we used to see all over these last two decades, but with this kind of new sense of humor. Why did he choose to combine the sense of humor and the traditional crime police?
먼저 그 첫 이 아이디어를 떠오르게 된 거는요.
The starting idea of my movie was after when I was watching the movie called Volver from by Pedro Almodovar. In that movie, Penelope Cruz is hiding the corpse that her daughter killed, and they are hiding the corpse after having dug some in a very shallow place. And I was quite anxious because I thought that if it was raining a lot, the river would come and then the corpse would appear on the surface. So I was asking myself where, for example, would be the best place to hide a corpse, a place where nobody could go and look after the corpse, and it was a coffin. And then the second idea I had was to find the only person who would protect him, for example, avoiding, for example, to be caught by the police, and that person would be only one person on earth, and it was his mother, even if he's really sorry to say that. So the combination of the two gave the starting idea of the movie.
그리고 그 유머가 끊임없이 들어갔던 이유는 사실 이것이 보기에 따라서
And about the succession of the touch of humor, it was because if the movie was only really like a traditional thriller, it would only deal about some corrupted policeman, and it would be a little bit embarrassing because it's only about the crime. So I thought that instead of having a very crime movie or a movie that was quite immoral with all those policemen, I wanted the audience to have a little bit of a rest through humor, and I thought it would be better to transmit an atmosphere through the humor, and that's why I wanted to have those tension and the relaxed time, tension and then also a relaxed time afterwards.
뭐 비유를 한다면 적절한 비유인지 모르겠는데
I don't know if the comparison is really the right comparison, but for example, if you have a piece of meat, you have the natural marbling of the grease within the meat, and usually it's more easy to swallow and digest, so I think the mix of the two was important.
Yes, I agreed with this image. It's very clear and comprehensible. Anyway, the matter of the film you told about hiding the corpse with a mother, but the main character is hiding the corpse in the coffin of the mother during a funeral, and we are dealing with the traditional. The tradition. Now we see you show very well the funeral and so on. And we used to learn by the films from Asia. Traditions are very important, very sacred, and so on. Did you feel that was a kind of blasphemy, or it was easy to break this kind of sacralization of such a thing like a funeral with this intervention of crime, and also double intervention, because one side is a crime and also there is the irony, the parody. So I would like him to comment on this.
사실 그 그 인물한테는 상당히 절박한 상황이잖아요.
In this movie, the main character is really desperate at that time because if he's caught, he can have the life sentence in prison. So when he's deciding to hide the corpse, for me, I had two options. If the scene was depicted in a very realistic way, if it was really very true, it would have been a very horrific scene and very embarrassing scene. But if, on the contrary, the scene was really too exaggerated, then it would be too comic and we could have a lack of tension. So for me, the best way was to combine and to have a clash between the humor and the tension in order to have the viewer more open to the atmosphere of that particular scene.
I would like to ask you two questions, if it's possible, in one. Concerning the leading actor, Lee Isong-kyun, it's a famous face also for Western audience because of his participation in films by a great Korean director as Park Chan-hok, Aung San Suu-kyi. So, and I know I've read the notes that he is also a huge famous actor in Korea. So, how it was to work with him, as I understood that for this actor it was a first really action movie of his career. And the second question is, what do you think is the reason why the Korean cinema, at least Korean cinema we used to know in the West, is so much marked by the thriller genre?
네, 그 이성균 씨는 한국에서 상당히 유명한 배우고요. 그리고
yes, 이성균 is quite famous in Korea. He's always playing the romantic guy, like a kind of Korean Hugh Grant. He's considered very sweet and have the image of the good guy. And I think it was a challenge for him because this movie was he's interpreting someone who is completely different than the characters he's he used to play. And during the casting, this character, is not the kind of a hero. He's not a moral person. But even though the audience had to support him, and I needed to have the audience to have a kind of an empathy towards this character. So the screenplay was very important, and this character had to get that empathy from the audience. And regarding his play, he's known to have a very realistic play as an actor. When he's, for example, interpreting a student, he's really playing like a real student. When he's playing a miserable professor, he's really good at it because he's very natural. And I thought that if he was able to interpret a cop, he would be very good and he could manage it. And he did. So he was very good during 110 minutes of the movie. He didn't exaggerate it at all, and he was able to have that tension and that humor all together. And I wasn't disappointed at all. And he was more than I expected at the first time.
아 그리고 그 두 번째 질문이신 그 유독 스릴러라는 장르가 이렇게
And as you mentioned in your question, very strangely in Korea, you know, there are so many movie, many different kinds of movie, a big variety. You have some war movie, sweet movies, but I think they just go unnoticed because in the Western world, you are more used to have Korean thrillers, and usually they are more noticed and more emphasized on the scenes, on various scenes and festivals. So that's the idea, but usually I think that on the contrary, thrillers in Korea, they are not very, it's very hard for them to have a big success, though. So compared to the other movies, it's harder.
Yeah, I know, but why? The question is why it's like this?
글쎄요, 한국 사회는 일단 저는
I don't know if it's due to the Korean society, maybe, but because I would see Korea more linked with a kind of a human drama or a romantic comedy for me. But I think that it's just only due to a few directors who are famous, like Bong Joon-ho, Na Hong-jin, or Kim Ji-woon, who really have a personal taste for thrillers. So that's why I think you have all those thrillers here. But the really main reason, the deep reason, I don't know.
한국 사회가 그런 장르가 되길 바라요.
And I hope that Korean society is becoming like this genre movie also.
Just the last question. Who is his favorite film director in history of cinema?
외국에서 이제 전 세계적.
As a foreign directors, the directors that I like the most are the Coen brothers. Yeah, I really like them, and I think that if I had a brother, my movies would be better. It would have been better. It's just a joke.
You can make one, a fake one, huh? Just. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
How you say thank you in Korean?
감사합니다.
감사합니다. Thank you very much.
Okay, this was Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider from Cannes. We talk about A Hard Day presented at the Fourth Night, Director's Fourth Night. Marina Fabbri, Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.